And so. Little Fawn was right out here by the, between the drive and the barn, and just walked around one morning and then headed back to the lake. And then another morning we saw three. I suppose it was the mother and the father and the baby. And we have a lot of wildlife around here.
You surely do. Mm-hmm. Well, how about thinking about back to the water a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
This little animal with the claws and the gets around in the stream.
Yeah, the beaver.
Oh, yes, right. Now I'm thinking of a
muskrat.
Yeah, good, good.
They kind of ruined our. It was the muskrats that bored, dug holes in our dam, and we had to set traps for them. I think it was the muskrats.
Huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now these critters that move around in the water, you might find under a rock that have the claws. Maybe you've never seen any. Mm-hmm. Crawdads?
Oh, crawdads? No.
Is that familiar to you?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah,
I really don't know what a crawdad looks like.
Yeah.
I have always seen crawdad holes.
Yes.
That's what they said they were.
Yeah.
But I never saw a crawdad.
What about a general term for weasels and rats and so on? Do you have any overall term for those?
Varmints.
Now, what about you say you have a lot of wildlife here, and
mm-hmm.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
How about the...
If you look right out there, you'll see a groundhog. See the red stake? And on right there at the... Look, he's beginning to come out. See him?
Right. There he is. How about that?
Oh. They just...
They're all over, huh?
Yes. They're hard to get rid of.
They are, aren't
they? Yeah, I didn't intend to interrupt you.
No, fine. That's... You can't really miss.
No.
Because we're talking about such things. What do you call the little fellow that you see out running around? We've got some in our backyard. They're bigger than rats, and yet they're not squirrels.
Like chipmunks?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You have them around
uh-huh.
here.
They fill their pouches with the my bird under the bird feeder, and then they run, I guess, back to their nest.
You call chipmunk any other thing down in here?
No.
What about the squirrels? You have several different kinds down here?
No. Around here, all I see is just a brown squirrel.
A brown squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Now this. Talking about birds, you're a bird watcher. This fellow that drills in trees.
Mm-hmm. Woodpecker. Have several kinds.
Uh-huh. And the big old guy back to the stream that's croaking around, what do you call him?
The crow?
I'm thinking of the kind that leaps along a little bit, not a bird.
Oh.
That makes the croaking sound.
Oh, the frog.
Yeah.
Oh, got a lot of frogs.
How about the little ones? Do you have any special word for the little frogs?
Like tadpoles.
Or the green jobs, little green jobs. Peeper?
No.
Uh-huh.
I know, I've heard of that, but no.
Or spring
peeper.
Yeah.
No.
How about the kind little frog-like animal that hops around the garden?
Toad. Hoppy toad.
Hoppy toad.
We haven't seen as many this year, and we wondered if the cold weather last winter might have gotten to them, because the other summers they're just thick out here of an evening.